Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett. And this is another episode of the Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. This week, we're joined by not just one, but two members of the wonderful prog jazz band Machine Mass. With us, hopefully, we have Tony Bianco and Michelle Del Vidal. I do hope I didn't murder your names too badly. Welcome, gentlemen.
No,
hello, Simon.
Hello. Hi, Simon, yeah. How's it going?
It's going great. Before we get into the music, I'd like to find out a little bit about your backgrounds. Tony, I'll start with you. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm the drummer on the recording, and I wrote the loops and some pieces. And I was born in the United States in New York City, and then I came to Germany in about 1991. Then I came to England in end of 95, beginning of 96, and I've been here since then. I'm living in the Midlands, Shrewsbury. So I'm in the British countryside with sheep, cows, you know, tigers and lions, you know. We're all here, you know. So, and I've been a drummer for, you know, my father was a drummer, and I became a drummer, and I played with the guys on the European improvised scene. And I met Michelle through a band, Doubt, and we started a Machine Mass Trio about two or three years ago, Michelle, is that it? Something like
yeah,
that.
3 years ago, I think, yeah.
Yeah, 3 years ago, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, I'm going to come right back to that, but before I do, Michelle, tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I was born in Belgium. I still live in Belgium. I spent some time in the States. After I studied music at Music Academy in Belgium, that was my only proper musical training. When I was a teenager, I spent 6 or 7 years in a music academy. Then I moved to the States, where I became a self-taught musician, and I began to play rock and jazz and music, mostly stuff that people associate with jazz rock, you know, stuff that's between jazz and rock. My main influences, well, at the time were very diverse, I suppose. Yeah, I was really into the Beatles, I was really into Zappa and Jimi Hendrix, Coltrane, you know, the usual suspects, I suppose. I met Tony through the Doubt Trio, which still exists. We played a couple weeks ago. Which was a band which Moonjin Records commissioned to record a studio album in Italy back in, I think, 2009. And then we founded Machine Mass, which is basically a duet. And that's Tony and I, yeah.
Right. You know, it's been many years since I've been in Belgium, but last year just around this time, I was very much involved with a movie that was Oscar nominated. It came from Belgium. It didn't quite get the medal, but boy, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're,
what was
you're
the name
referring
of the movie?
To. Yeah, that's it, it's what is it in English? I think it's Broken Circle Breakdown, right?
No, no, no. Bullhead.
One.
Bullhead was the name of it.
Oh, I probably. Well, you know, there you go. More famous abroad than in Belgium, probably.
You're right. Yeah, but I do like Belgium. In the 70s, I had
great beer.
Some classic hangovers.
Yeah.
Calvados is one wicked liquor.
Yeah, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Michelle, what's the name of that beer that...
Well, your favorite
really
Belgian beer, Tony, your favorite Belgian beer is Chimay, which they
yeah,
find Chimay. In the States,
yeah,
right?
Great.
Really the blue one, the one with the blue label.
This is you're talking about beer tonight. Great.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll be having a couple of beers later after the show, in your honor, guys.
If you weren't going to be, I'd be disappointed.
Well,
I'm already drinking beer.
So let's. Let's move on to the music. What is Inti all about?
Well, you want me to, well, you mean the word or the concept, or what do you mean? Exactly?
Yeah, yeah. All of the above.
Well, the last year, I mean, in 2012, I was going to take a trip. To go back to New York to see my family, and Michelle was going back at the same time. And we knew that was going to happen, so we knew we were going to record. And I went to my friend's house in London, and we were hanging out. And, you know, during the 2012, everybody was concerned about the Inca prophecy, you know, that the world was going to be, you know, blow
mm-hmm.
up or something. We think this every other month now, you know. But back then, it was really they were really intense about it, you know, the 2012 thing. So... My friend was. We were looking at the internet, and Google, and we said, you know, let's write a record with that kind of intensity because we think this might be it. So I came up with the tune Inti, you know, and then Michelle liked the name of that tune, you know, and we said that was the name of the record. And that you know, that's the you know the surface of it, but the. The inside of the music has been. I've been doing this kind of thing for a long time. I did a couple of projects with Liebman, and he was always very encouraging about the loop thing and the time signature thing over it, whatever that is. And Michelle really dug it too. So Michelle said, "Let's do this. Let's do this project with the loops." And so that you know, and so I would write something and send it to Michelle, and he'd say, "I dig that one," and vice versa. He'd write something and send it to me, and we both sent everything to Liebman. And so we went to the session, and we just did the session in the afternoon. We all had the tracks sent on MP3s and stuff. So that's how that happened.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Michelle?
Right.
Well,
it really is a curious world. You can
really,
have,
really.
Yeah, you can have three or four musicians, and you know you lay down tracks. On your own, and then join them together through the miracles of computers.
Yeah,
yeah
and
well,
improvisation.
You know.
We basically have four guests on this record, right, Tony? We have Dave on sax and flute, who's being his usual incredible self, and there's two computers, Tony's computer which generates most of the loops and my computer which generates samples and soundscapes. And
you
there's
got some loops on yours too. Yeah.
And the fourth guest is a wonderful Ethiopian-born singer named Saba Tuelde who sings on one tune. But the whole purpose of working with computers was to generate soundscapes and interact with the soundscapes in a live situation. So what we mean by live performance in the studio in the liner notes is essentially that there are no overdubs. It was all generated live with the help of sampler sequencers and, well, computers. But there are no overdubs, so it's still, you know, what we consider to be a live performance.
Okay, and on that note, why don't we play a track? How would you gentlemen like it if I was to play a site? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, great. That's
great.
Here it is. interesting track, and it kind of answered my very next question, you know, as to whether you were a live band or a studio band. I think it would be very hard to recreate that on the stage live, but maybe I'm wrong. Tony, any thoughts?
Well, that was us performing live, being recorded. So there's no reason why that can't happen, because we did a festival and we just did that tune too. We might go into some different directions, but basically, see, once the loop is set, that's consistent. So we have to play with a set loop. So it pretty much sounds like that because the loop is set. So it's not going to move, you know. That's the mechanics or the muscle to play with this kind of situation, is you have to have a really good understanding of the loop. So it sounds like there's a very consistent part to a band, to the band, and we're playing improvised over a very consistent part. So that's what Machine Master is really about, is playing over a superstructure in a way where we improvise everywhere. So there's something very set about it. So we probably sound exactly like that a lot. I mean, you know, the loop will, you know, we might we might go into some different directions, but it'll sound like that. Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. Well, we did that festival. We played that repertoire live on stage in June, last June, with Dave Liebman. So the trio and two computers, and there was no glitch, so it worked. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it worked, man. You know, I mean,
the loops are fully integrated into the charts. It's all written down. This tune is in 6/8. It's processed by the loop. It's processed by a randomizer, which makes it sound unpredictable at times, because it's rather irregular, and this.
Michelle likes
happens
to mess with the
through
drumming,
a
you know.
Kind of digital audio workstation called Ableton Live, which a lot of listeners are probably familiar with. It's very popular these days, and it sounds like it's in 6/8, but it doesn't sound like a 6/8 because it's because of the superstructure that Tony just described. But it's all written down, and unless there's a glitch, the computers are pretty reliable. It works on stage. We're planning to play more of that stuff on stage with Dave in the near future. So we're awaiting firm dates from our booker. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Here's the thing. You know, the lights go out, and in other words, the electricity goes out.
And then we could just improvise. We just improvise. We sound just as good.
Right.
You know, we're improvisers. That's what we do. You know?
We can always hum the loops. You know, we can hum the loops.
Yeah, we can always. But, we'll come up with something else. You know, improvise. So, you know. We'll do something.
I like that approach.
Whatever.
Yeah, but you won't hear the guitar anymore, which is just as well. By the way, the sound, didn't you think, Tony, that the song sounded really good on the phone?
Yeah, I don't usually hear this. I don't usually hear the song on the phone, but it sounds, well, you know, John is a very good engineer. When he mixes his stuff, he listens to it on very small speakers, you know.
John Wilkinson,
so,
he did a great job.
Yeah,
and,
Wilkinson who did the engineering.
And it's the old Buddhist, the old Chinese saying, you know, if it sounds good on the phone, then it sounds good everywhere.
I'm in total agreement.
Is that Chinese? Or
unless it's a Belgian saying, I don't know.
You're making that up, man, I know that.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a Belgian saying, but yeah, if it sounds good on the phone, it's going to sound even better on decent headphones.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And And then actually on that subject, why don't we play another track in a silent way?
Thank you.
that gentleman is a very different style of playing, you know, if you don't mind me saying so. Was that a real flute at the beginning?
Yeah, that's Liebman.
That's
Liebman.
Oh, he did a great job. And at the end, was that a sitar or was that computer generated?
The tempura was computer generated. Yes.
Yeah.
So the drone. Sitar sounding drone was computer generated. Absolutely. It's not a luve this time. It's a drone.
Oh,
plays the flute.
It is just a magic track, and that's why I wanted to, you know, keep it till last, shall we say?
It's one of my favorite tracks in the album. I don't know about you, Tony.
You know, I think it's an iconic track of a sound of an ideal that was back then. You know, it seems like it's going back to the Miles's record in the 70s and all the ideals of that sound and that music. And I think that we kind of captured some of that. And I really to remind people of an ideal. That's what I was thinking about. That's why I thought it would be hip on the record. You know.
Mm-hmm. Where can people buy copies of Inti? Are you, you know, on Amazon and all of those usual spots?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. It's available on iTunes, Bandcamp, and also from the label's website, Moon June Records. So it's www.moonjune.com, which is where the best jazz, rock, and fusion the last 10 or 15 years gets released, thanks to Leonardo Pavkovic, who's been a very strong supporter of that kind of music, and especially of our project. So if I may
put
a word for him, he's been doing a wonderful job for the last...
We met him in New York. I met him for the first time in New York when we recorded this record. We met Leo.
Yeah,
I did.
Now, let's very briefly talk about the recording. As I understand it, you know, you guys just went into the studio and you whopped this out in a couple of hours. You know, it was
not a couple of
one
hours,
shot.
Yes, 7-8 hours.
About 5 hours,
yeah. That was never 5 hours. Maybe, yeah.
Well, how long? I don't know. It was an afternoon.
We had lunch.
I remember having lunch.
There were mostly first or second takes.
What?
Yeah. We only did first and second takes. Most of the, stuff on the album is first takes.
Yeah.
But you know what Derek Bailey once said about improvisation? Improvisation is not knowing what it is until you do it. Composition is not doing it until you know what it is. But I don't believe it's that the separation is that clear cut, because there was a lot of work going on before we went into the studio, sending each other charts, like Tony said before, elaborating a concept, working on the loops, developing the sound, working on the soundscapes. That was the kind of work we were doing months before we met Dave in the studio. So, it's not as simple as that. But we did it in a few hours, yes.
I find that just mind-expanding. Yeah, there are musicians that will spend months, you know, crafting one single song, but you guys ought to do it just in a day.
Yeah, well, that's
well, you know,
one of the mysteries of music. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. We kind of laugh through everything, man. If it doesn't happen right away, it's not happening, you know. And that's the way it was.
Absolutely.
Like, we knew it was happening, and I've done that before, and Michelle has done it, and I've done it with Levin before. We knew what we were going to do. We just went in there and did it.
Are you planning on heading back to the U.S. to do some concerts?
It'd be great, man.
Yeah.
Michelle was just talking about that. We were just talking about that recently. We hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I think there might be a Moon June Festival happening in New York next year. And if it happens, we'll most definitely play some dates in the U.S. At least on the East Coast. And we have a booker who's working on, who's doing the trying to get some gigs, confirmed with Dave for next fall and in the spring of 2015. It sounds ridiculous, but now you have to plan ahead. Most summer festivals are booked 2 years in advance. I'm not even exaggerating. In many cases, that's the way it is. So the CD just came out, and we need to work on it, but we're definitely planning to play that music in the States.
Oh, I can't wait.
You'll be on the guest list.
You'll probably enjoy this comment. I view it as the least coast and the best coast. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say coast?
Right.
Oh, East Coast,
East Coast,
West
Coast.
So you. Well, the East Coast is more likely to happen, I think, because of the geographical proximity. But we
should go to California,
Well,
go to California. Right?
Yeah.
I think you'd have more fun on the West Coast. But
yeah, we go to the West Coast.
Let's do that, yeah.
I know some people, yeah. Well, Liebman was just playing the West Coast, wasn't he, Michelle?
Yeah, he was, yeah, with Ravi Coltrane.
He was there, yeah.
That's some Brian.
Yeah, he's doing a Coltrane tribute thing.
Yeah, Dave is really into it. So there's no reason why we wouldn't play, more gigs in the future. He was really happy with the first gig we played. So, yeah, okay, let's go. Let's aim for the West Coast first. Agreed.
I'm looking at the clock and we're flat out of time. I do want to thank you both for coming on the program today. It's been delightful. And I do hope that, you have great success. And
thank you.
Thank you, Simon.
We can talk again. So, Tony.
Yeah, thank you, Simon.
Tony,
yep.
Michelle.
Yep.
Thank you for talking to me from Brussels and the UK.
And Shropshire.
Pleasure.
Shropshire, even.
Shropshire, yeah.
Right. I mean, this has been a truly international discussion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was my
gentlemen.
Pleasure. I mean, I was. It was really nice talking to you, Simon.
Absolutely,
thanks a lot, man.
Absolutely my pleasure. Till next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. And we'll be back with another episode of The Week in Reviews soon. Till then, goodbye.
So long.
Hello?
Bye. Yeah, hi, Michelle.
I think we're still on the line, but
yeah, well, so we'll talk. I was all right.